Chapter 3, The Knights of the Round Table. A pair of torches dimly lit the drafty entrance hall of the castle. Shadows danced on the worn tapestries. "Wait here," said Morgan. "I will tell the king of your arrival." She headed through the huge stone archway that led to the great hall.
"Let's peek in," Annie said to Jack.
Jack pushed his glasses into place. He and Annie walked quietly over to the big arch and peered in. The ceiling of the great hall towered high above a stone floor. At the far end of the room, King Arthur and his knights were sitting around a huge round table. They all wore brown tunics. They had shaggy hair and beards. Their names were carved in gold letters on the backs of their chairs.
"The Knights of the Round Table," whispered Jack.
Morgan was talking to King Arthur. Beside the king sat a woman in a plain gray robe. She had pale skin and brown curly hair.
"Queen Guinevere," whispered Annie.
Morgan left the king, and Jack and Annie moved quickly back into the shadows. A moment later, Morgan appeared. "I told the king that two special friends of his have just arrived," she said. "Come with me." As they walked with Morgan through the great hall, Jack shivered. The huge room was drafty and damp. There was no fire in the fireplace. The stone floor was so cold that Jack could feel the chill through his sneakers. They stopped near the round table. King Arthur stared at them with his piercing gray eyes.
"Greetings from Frog Creek," Annie said to the king and queen.
Annie bowed and Jack bowed too. The queen smiled, but King Arthur did not. "Your Majesty, you remember Jack and Annie," said Morgan. "You met them last summer in my library."
"Indeed, I shall never forget them," King Arthur said softly. "Greetings, Annie. Greetings, Jack. How do you come to be in Camelot on this bleak night?"
"We came in the magic treehouse," said Annie.
A shadow crossed the king's face. He looked at Morgan.
"No, Your Majesty, I did not use my magic to bring them here," she said. "Perhaps a bit of magic still lingers in the treehouse, and it traveled on its own."
"What's going on?" Jack wondered. "Why does King Arthur seem unhappy about the magic treehouse?" King Arthur looked back at Jack and Annie.
"However you have come, you are welcome in my kingdom," he said.
He turned to the queen.
"Guinevere, these are the two friends who once gave me hope and courage in a time of need."
Queen Guinevere smiled again, but there was a sad look in her eyes.
"I have heard much about you," she said. "I've heard about you too," said Annie.
"Allow me to present my knights," said King Arthur. "Sir Bors, Sir Kay, Sir Tristram."
As the king named each knight, Jack and Annie nodded shyly. The knights nodded at them in return. Jack waited to hear the name Sir Lancelot, the most famous of Camelot's knights, but the king never said it.
"And finally, Sir Bedivere and Sir Gawain," King Arthur said.
The king then turned to three empty chairs at the table.
"And there once sat three who are lost to us now," he said.
"Lost how?" wondered Jack.
"You may sit at their places and join our dinner," King Arthur said.
"Thank you," said Annie.